Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Tony, and you're listening to Comic Conversations, episode 237, where we talk all things comics for the week of June 26, 2019. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Alex. Alex, how are you doing today?
Pissed off.
Oh, why?
I just talked about this. Democratic debates. Joe Biden is a fucking liar.
I'm sure most of the country would probably agree with you on that.
Fucking no, Obama only deported 3 million people. He's nowhere near what Trump is, who's deported nowhere near 3 million people, despite talking about it all the time. And the other Democrats are just like, oh, we're not going to comment on that.
But he likes...
like, you motherfuckers just letting him walk over you.
The difference is Trump brags about it. They can't stand that.
Yeah, Trump is ineffective. Obama was ridiculously effective at deporting people.
Would you go as far as to say he was
not effective?
Would you go as far as to say he was super effective?
I just remember they passed a criminal alien removal initiative, which was the most offensive fucking thing I had ever heard. Let me tell you what this is, because the media didn't talk about it because it was Obama. So what it was it said ICE agents can park outside Mexican grocery stores and detain anyone who went in or came out of one for no reason whatsoever to deter, and then hold them to determine whether or not they were illegals. So they passed a law that allowed them to racially profile Mexicans.
No, people going into a Mexican supermarket.
Well, yes, theoretically they could take white people out of the store.
To be fair,
illegally detain them.
To be fair, living in Southern California, having been inside many a Mexican supermarket, they should be arrested for going inside one.
Jesus Christ, I have gone to the Mexican supermarket to get the good hot sauce.
Ooh, nice.
They would not detain me because I am clearly a white man, but they legally could because of Obama, and Joe Biden was vice president. So if he's ever going to act like he gives a shit about deporting people, he is full of crap.
Well, he might care now that Trump's made it his, you know, centerpiece.
Oh yeah, he might have evolved his position after fucking 900 years in public office. He finally changed his fucking mind. He didn't say that though. He defended Obama because he's full of shit. And he apparently knew nobody else had balls to call him on it. Democrats, I'm going to give you some advice. Go after Biden if you want to win. Go after him. He's an easy target. He's got fucking 50 years of shit you can pin on him. Go after him. Don't let him walk over you. Because Trump might be able to beat him.
I think they all realize he's probably going to get
snubbed. He's the shits. You're just asking for a scandal where he groped some broad.
I think the thing is they realize he's probably going to get the nomination, so they don't want to hurt him too much.
Well, they fucking should hurt him, because it's not like the Democrats are going to be like, oh, they talk shit about Biden, so we're going to vote
some
for
of it
Trump
is
now.
Too.
They ain't going to vote for Trump.
Some of it is if you're like a Warren and you heard Biden, it's only going to help someone who's doing better in the polls.
Well, if you heard him enough, well, you could do what Bernie did. You could talk mad shit and then endorse them.
Well, that's what they're all going to do, too.
Out of the nomination, and then you can endorse them.
Well, that's what they're all going to do.
Fucking ridiculous.
Bernie might have enough foresight to realize he can't run for president again, so he may just burn all of his bridges.
That's what I'd fucking do.
I know, that's
what I'd be burning bridges left and right. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping Rand Paul would do, but he has no balls. He always has balls until it's important.
I can confirm this man has no balls.
That's why Amash is fucking getting all his wind.
Yep. All right. With that little sidebar, let's go into our stories of muscle-bound men in tights fighting supervillains.
Or not fighting supervillains.
Oh. All right. Let's open up this week's show with our first segment, news.
Show some love and keep it real. Marvin's bars, black and sin. This world I ever need. Those who want some, they can feel. I am the one to come and see. IBN is them the three, but shoulder really don't kill me. Give this game all I can give. Show some love and keep it real. Marvin's bars, black and sin. This world I ever need. Those who want some, they can feel. I am the one to come and see. IBN is them the three, but shoulder really don't kill me. Give this game all I can give. Show some love and keep it.
I feel like you're retaliating.
I just wanted some fucking Memphis. What's up? Real Memphis. Play a fly. What's up? Gangsta Black.
Ooh, who's our buddy from Memphis again? I forget his name.
Jerry Lawler.
No, our buddy from the board who I've met in person.
John?
Yeah.
John probably know about Play a Fly.
Probably. He's a cool guy.
We
should just bring him.
Does he still call into that show?
I haven't listened to it forever. I don't know if he really.
He like worked at the. He had a job in the government where he couldn't discuss what he did.
I forget what. Oh, I think he does. If I recall, and I probably because it's been a while. I think it's been like a year or two.
I think he's got a new job since you met him.
I think he does rehabilitation.
Why couldn't he talk about that?
Because. We have a government job, and you're talking on the radio. I don't think he wants to jeopardize that position.
Fair enough.
Any little thing that you know that someone's trying to get your position will use against you.
Ah, poor guy.
In fact, the reason why I took so long because I was talking to my ma, and her friend is in the school district on the upper ups, and everybody got in trouble except him, and they're trying to pin some of the stuff on him too. So that's what happened.
So he can get in trouble, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk news. Alex, apparently, to the surprise of no one, Shazam has been postponed yet again.
Shazam number 7 will now be 7 weeks late, which means Shazam 8 and 9 are also going to be late. So...
The thing is, I understand Doomsday Clock is his baby, and he wants to do something with it.
What's his excuse on this one, on Shazam?
Here's the thing: at this point, most comic book companies, I'm trying to think of the term I'm using for the having to write the Shazam book would have been given to someone else. Like if it was just Warren Ellis, he would have got Brian Woods at this point.
Warren Ellis always put his shit out on time. It was usually, when he had delays, it was like Brian Hitch isn't drawing the shit fast enough. It wasn't, I haven't written it fast enough. That's what Jeff Jones does. He's like, oh, this one's taking longer to write than I thought. And it's like, motherfucker, you ain't writing War and Peace. You're writing fucking Shazam.
Yeah, but he's still the editor in chief.
Isn't he not? Isn't somebody else the
editor in chief? No. It's still him, and also he has his fingers in all of the DC properties, including the television shows, the movies.
What does it fucking matter now, though? It's like
It'd be like if Kevin Feige was also the editor in chief of Marvel, and was also writing comic books.
But the continuity isn't like a big deal in DC right now.
But he still has the position. I'm sure he likes the money he's making. And he wants all these jobs. And the thing is, it's not like the book's not going to sell.
No, I mean, I'm sure the book will sell fine. It's not that. It's just like, come the fuck on.
Yeah, I know. You think he'd be relieved of his Shazam duties by now. He'd be like, okay, the movie came out. Whatever success this book would have had from that. Is over.
Or how about we just like put the book, forget that. Like, why don't we just put the book out on time? Like, seriously, it can't be that hard to write this
book.
Well,
to be fair, I know you're doing this just to rip into John's, but really, who's there crying, losing sleep over Shazam not coming out on time?
I'm kind of pissed off because I read it.
Yeah, but it's not Doomsday Clock. It's not a super important book. And also, let's be honest.
Is Clock really that important?
The book is good and all, but, you know, I'm not missing Shazam.
Well, that's my point. Like, if it was amazing, I would get it. You need more time, but it's not. It's like a fairly by the numbers super, like, it's fun.
It's certainly not bad by any stretch of the imagination, but
no,
you're right. At the same time,
special.
There's nothing to justify it taking this long to do. He should have just had the first arc ready to go and then just have someone else to come in and pick up the book. Because we all know that's what's going to wind up happening. He's going to – whatever fascination he has with Captain Marvel or Shazam is going to subside. And either the book is just going to keep getting delayed until it's canceled.
Well, they're not going to cancel it because it's Jeff Johns.
Well, they just may end the book. They'll be like, okay,
Johns, it was a miniseries.
Johns doesn't want to do Shazam anymore, and he doesn't want anybody else to write it, so he's going to be petty and just end the book.
It's terrible.
I know. It happens with comic books. You should have come to expect it by now. I'm sure at some point we're going to get Hickman's run will also probably be delayed for some reason.
Ridiculous. Better not let him. He hasn't been doing shit for years.
I wish we knew someone in the upper ups of comic book companies. Because I wonder if having a book be delayed actually increases the sales. Like, especially when it's like a giant book, people are anticipating it.
Well, I imagine it doesn't. Like, they're not like, oh yeah, I wasn't reading this book before, but now that it's come out really late, I really want to read it.
I don't see you complaining to Vaughn for Saga taking forever to come out.
Yeah, but he announces it. It's not like it's delayed. He announces, we're taking 4 months off now. We're taking a year off now. It's different. He tells you. These books just fucking get delayed, and the only reason we find out is because, in previews, it's coming out again, and it's fucking a month later. Like, that's how they find out. They don't even announce it.
Eh.
So fuck it.
I would be more upset for Doomsday Clock being delayed, but Sam, who cares?
Yeah, I don't care about Doomsday. Doomsday Clock has been delayed so much, I don't care.
Mm.
It's like, whatever. I'm fully convinced it's not really that important. Because they've already just started ignoring the new 52 continuity. They didn't even wait for it to end.
If anything, I'm waiting. I like that it gets delayed because I'm liking it now. And I'm like, oh man, the ending might suck. It's like, I hope they delay it because I'm really enjoying what I have now. That's what I was worried about at Secret Wars too. I was like, oh, this is really good. I hope the ending doesn't suck. So if it gets delayed, then I can enjoy this book a little bit more. All right, and is that it? That it for this week's comic book news?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of news.
Yeah, you found a news story to justify you playing your music,
largely, and to make fun of Jeff Johns for being a professional writer who can't write.
No. All right, that's gonna do it for this week's news. Let's move on to our next segment. This week's books. Ease has got some good music. I almost said Wise.
That's from the remake of Ease 3, which is called Oath in Felghana, because apparently they didn't want you to know it was a remake, so they gave it a different title and pretty much remade the game. But they also redid all the music. So the music that was already good got better.
I'm trying to figure out, because I remember there was a connection that I recently had to the Ease music. I think the guy, let's see if I can pronounce it,
Yuzo Koshiro.
I believe he also did the Revenge of Shinobi soundtrack, and I love that soundtrack.
He very well could have. He did work for Sega at one point.
He made a couple of the Ease soundtracks, but I don't know if he's done them all. That's why I'm hesitant to say he also made that song there.
There was some gimmick with, he would have done the original, but he wouldn't have done that because that's newer and he wouldn't still be with Falcom. I do know that he's been quoted in the past as saying he likes the original, like, chiptune versions the most.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like the redone versions that sound more like actual music because he's like a purist. He's like, well, I didn't write it to sound like that, so I don't like it as much.
You see, I'm looking at this right now. He did Ease 1, 2, no, 3. He did 3 as well.
Yeah, so he did the original, but he didn't do that arrangement of the song.
Probably not. I can't tell from just looking at this. I could have researched it.
He definitely didn't work for the company at that point. That came out like 4 years ago. So,
cool. Let's talk this week's books, which include War of the Realms 6, Thor 14, War of the Realms Punisher 3, Thanos 3, Miss Marvel 4, Fantastic Four 11, Conan 7, Flash 37, and open up this week's books from DC Comics. We have Books of Magic 9, writer Cat Howard, art by Tom Fowler.
This was a side story that pretty much ended one of the plot lines of the book,
mm-hmm.
weirdly, because if you'll remember what happened to this book was, previously, Tim wanted to go save, the girl he likes instead of his mom, because he's like, well, my mom will find her eventually, but she'll be all right. But the girl, not so much. And like, they went to Ferry and then they left Ferry. And we thought, okay, he's going to go find the girl now. Well, this issue picks up the girl in the book who is trapped there with a living tree who was also in the book, and she escaped herself.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so did the tree, and the tree planted itself outside Tim's house.
I like that the tree was just walking amongst the public and no one gave it a second thought.
Well, there were some people who looked. Mm. Like, they looked, and they're like, oh, that's kind of weird.
I wish they would have had that one segment where there's a hobo in the park, and, like, he's drinking from a flask, and he looks at the tree guy, and he looks at the flask, and then he just tosses
throws the flask away. Well, the only hobo is Mad Hetty, and she currently has Tim's owl, although I suppose he'll get that back. No, I mean, it was a cute issue. It had cool, the art in it was cool because they were trapped in a book, and like the words of the book were like the bars of their cage.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. And then the monster they fought, like the bookbinder, was a cool character design, but they beat him. And
this story isn't particularly great, but as far as reading, Cat Howard is my favorite writer.
Oh God, yeah! It's so easy to read.
It's like it's effortless. Sometimes a comic book, you know, I'll just be in like this. I understand the point they're trying to get across, but it's kind of clunky. Where this is just it's so effortless. I can read it so quickly, and it's always in like whenever I'm struggling to try to read comics in time, I'll just read Books of Magic because I know I can finish that in probably like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, and I read this when I'm like, I read so many fucking War of the Realms books this week, and I'm like, I need a fucking break from this. I'm like, what can I read? And I go, oh, Books of Magic.
Oh, well, that's sort of in the same. I mean, I'm sure we read other books that are the complete 180 of that, but when you're talking Books of Magic, it's still that kind of fantasy realm stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't read like the War of the Realms books. So.
No, but if you needed a chaser, I don't know if that would have been necessarily the best book.
It worked for me.
Okay, let's move to Flash 73, writer Joshua Williamson, art by Howard Porter.
Flash went to see the turtle in prison, which somehow was a mistake because the turtle was able to recognize that Barry Allen was Flash. And somehow this led to the turtle from the future escaping into the past. Because we learned the turtle is immortal. Because when he got his powers, he realized that he didn't get older, but his family got older.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up murdering his family and sucking out their life energy.
Yeah, he sapped their life energy, or their youth, I guess it would be, to death. And that
were already old.
Yeah, but whatever remained was enough for him to look younger again.
No, it didn't make him look younger. He just didn't get older. It made him so that he could move faster.
Mm.
Like he stole their speed, I guess, because that's what turtles do. I don't think that's true, but
you don't know they don't do it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the book ended with a future Barry being crushed under turtle in the present, and he's like, I'm here now. But Flash just beat him. So, but I guess future Turtle is more threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And Turtle actually was kind of threatening in this, where he's just using turtle puns, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And it's like, that shouldn't be threatening.
But even when he was talking about his origin story, he talked about once he got his doctorate and he was working with his colleagues that they were always smarter and faster than him. He's like,
yeah, but he discovered something. Probably one of the forces, and he discovered it and let it expand, and that's what turned him into the turtle.
The turtle force?
The turtle.
Turtle power?
I think he will have the still force.
That
perhaps.
Turtle power?
Turtle power. Turtle is Kumu Crew. Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party. I still like my joke when Alberto Del Rio
did a crossover.
Yeah, I know. Well, they already have, but not with Flash. I still like my joke of when Conan slapped around that Mexican luchador who dressed up as Raphael. And I said, in his defense, Raphael is cool but rude.
Oh, by the way, funny unrelated thing. The Wrestling Observer newsletter was out late. And the headline is it came out. Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff hired as WWE executive producers. That's why it came out late. Apparently because this news came out the day he was going to publish it, and then he was like, fuck. Now I have to rewrite it.
For those of you who aren't in the know, executive producer means you do nothing.
Yeah, it means you tell Vince McMahon what you want to do, and then he says no and continues to push Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm. But then he can blame them when the ratings come low.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to blame for the ratings being bad now.
Baron Corbin.
They going to blame Baron Corbin again?
Mm-hmm.
He's not on both shows, though.
But he's to blame.
Yeah, I like it that he was the reason they gave for the ratings being down, and then they pushed him harder than anyone else.
Maybe he was to blame because he wasn't on TV enough.
Oh, well, now that he's on TV more, though, ratings are going down more. Tony said he's going to watch Raw, and he thinks it might be good.
Yeah, if it's not, I'm not going to be surprised. But this is enough of a stunt to where, like, okay, I'll watch. And if it's still bad, then I don't know. It means nothing.
They should do the WCW thing where they pull all the titles.
That was a Vince Russo thing.
Yeah, but it is a good idea right now. Just pull all the titles and redo it.
And get, I would get some of the titles and just honestly just get rid of a lot of them. Have the trash can that, what's her name used?
Well, I read the U.S. title Medusa. Is being feuded over between Ricochet and AJ Styles.
That does sound pretty great.
So I would keep that title.
Yeah, but Finn but Balor like those, and the IC title, those, nobody cares.
Well, those two terrible ones, the tag team girls,
mm-hmm.
like, no.
Yeah, just get rid of that, too.
Get rid of that. Sasha Banks probably likes Paul Heyman. Tell her Paul Heyman's her boss now and bring her back, and her and Bayley could be a team against the Asian girls.
Boom. That would actually be good.
Yeah, probably would if they give them some time.
Which they won't. They could do two out of three falls matches on TV.
I haven't heard about Nakamura being around. They could bring him back with his I no speak English.
That was the
gimmick.
Best. Nothing will ever top
fucking
that.
Best.
All right. That's going to do it for the DC portion of the show. Let's move on to Marvel with Conan the Barbarian, number 7, writer Jason Aaron, art by Mahmoud A. Azar.
Which one is this?
This is Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, so this was...
I was shocked by this got a parental advisory. Have all the Conan books got a parental advisory?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't see anything that was more egregious than the other issues of Conan.
Okay, so... This one was a story where Conan bought 5 prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't tell them what he was doing. He's still sad-faced about his pirate girlfriend dying. I really get the feeling we should have read that miniseries since it's referenced so much.
Yeah, you can.
But, I mean, the basics of it, he had this girlfriend. He really liked her. She died. He's kind of sad about it. That's the basics. And he eventually marries someone else years later.
I don't know if he marries someone else, but he has a kid with somebody else.
Yeah, well, no, he marries someone else when he's king.
Oh, okay.
When he's King Conan. Okay, so he goes on this adventure, and it turns out there's a really rich, like a pirate merchant who the only way he goes on this like pleasure cruise through some underground gardens once a year. And the only way to get on is to bring whores he hasn't slept with. So Conan, that's why Conan had to buy the girls. But he found out the girls are all dangerous. They can all fight. So he used them. So what Conan didn't expect was the guy knew he was Conan, so he drugged him. and then threw him into the waters, which are full of crocodiles. But it's fucking Conan. So he got his way free from the ropes and murdered the crocodiles with his hands while his fighting prostitutes defeated the guy and his guards, and Conan killed him. And then they were all pissed off because Conan was just going to leave. And they're like, well, what's the deal? Like, why can't you come and, like stay with us? Like, I know you're sad about this broad and stuff, but he's like, no, we're not going to do that. And then I think he banged them all, but then he still left.
Yeah, there was that scene when they finally took over the boat. They mentioned there were tons of screams, and they cut to the little cabana bed.
Yeah, they cut ahead to the little blood god ritualist fucking stabbing him in the heart and murdering him in the future when he's King Conan. So, yeah.
I don't know where this is going, if they're allegedly...
What's going him killing this blood god?
That's where it's going to wind up going, but how are they going to get out of him being stabbed in the heart? He's not magic.
Oh, he's fucking Conan, dude. He'll just live.
He's all, if anything, I feel better now.
He's going to be in the Marvel issue 1000, their fake issue 1000.
Yes.
Because he's over right now.
I'm surprised it's kept up. The novelty of Conan has not done away. It is a great character. And especially with Jason Aaron writing, it's a great book.
Yeah, I think what Jason Aaron's done with the storyline, he might be done with this book.
It's a shame, but I kind of saw this coming.
Yeah. I hate to say that, but, like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He's written it for fucking 10 issues.
He wrote, like, half the books that came out this week.
Yeah.
They're writing this guy.
Although
hard.
He might be writing a new Punisher book.
We hope he's writing a new Punisher book.
Just given, well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, the way they issue. Yeah, okay. Fantastic Four 11, writer Dan Slott, art by Paco Medina.
This did a couple things. It was kind of a funny issue, but they did do some character growth in it. The core of the issue was the Department of Extraordinary Motor Vehicles or something.
It was like the DEMVA.
The DEMV. Yeah, they went after the Fantastic Four because Franklin and Valeria are driving around in Fantastic cars and shit, and they are not licensed to do that. So they told them they had to take a driving test, and they have 2 days to teach them about driving. And of course, Val is 100% on this. Franklin's a little worried because he's not as smart as her, and he does lose his shit at one point, and he's like, all right, so you're a fucking super genius, but all I got is my superpowers, which are going away, so you're gonna fucking still be going on adventures with the family, and I can't even drive, so what the fuck am I gonna do? And he was upset, but at the same time, they're dealing with these tears in reality from Microverse. And the cars start driving on their own because the emergency signals are activated, and they take their driving instructors or whatever to the Microverse with them, where Franklin saves the day by showing – because what Gargantua was trying to do was replace our dimension with the Microverse, but then he showed her pictures of Yancey Street. And it was so shitty, she decided to stay in Microverse. So, but because Franklin saved the day, even though he knew nothing about the car and kept doing things wrong, they allowed him his license. But because Val was, like, doing complex calculations and creating, like, weird science stuff while driving, she failed.
Aww.
And Reed kind of, he's like, listen, you're a genius. It took me 4 tries to pass it, too.
Well, the thing was, it's like, oh, you failed the test. You must take it again in a year.
In a year.
I thought that was a bit excessive.
Yeah. Well, I just like that Reed said, you know, I had to take the test 4 times. He's like, it's the problem of being a genius. You work on too many things at once.
I sort of like this book when it's just slice of life stuff. It's cute.
Well, because it's about the family. And that's, there was also a little side story about Dr. Doom, finding remnants of the power cosmic in Latveria. And he's going to do something with them.
Well, they've already said what he's going to kind of do with some of it, right?
No.
He visited the puppet maker.
He sent Puppet Master some radioactive clay.
Oh, dear.
And he's like, haha, I'll be giving Ben and Alicia a wedding present.
That's mean.
Yeah, his fascination with his fucking niece or whatever is really creepy.
I thought it was his daughter.
I thought it was, like, his niece.
I believe it's his daughter.
That's creepy, too.
Well, that explains the creepiness, though.
Yeah.
If you had a daughter, you would understand.
Yeah, so they're going to fight Puppet Master next. Yeah, I have a son, so I clearly don't understand.
Yeah, you're not going to be... Well, it's different. You kind of treat Jack, you know, he's a boy. He kind of take care of himself.
Although his uncle did buy him a fucking, like, $100 Nerf gun.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, the Nerf Rival. And it's one of the ones that shoots balls, which hurt more.
I personally would disown your brother for buying that.
The thing is, like, those balls are going to get lost in, like, 2 minutes.
And they're also going to end up all over the place, being shot
at. And it also, it's an automatic Nerf gun with a battery, a rechargeable battery pack on it. Like, these things are all going to get shot out in seconds. And the other thing is, he only bought one gun, so I have to go buy another gun. A slower gun.
I don't see Nerf guns as being practical toys, because it's like, you can't play with them indoors, and kids don't go outdoors now, so what's the point?
You can play with them indoors. The Nerf things are...
You can still knock over stuff, though.
No, you can't. They don't have enough power. Mm. The foam things?
I see them as, you know, liabilities.
I don't know, they're fine.
Alright. Magnificent Ms. Marvel number 4, writer Saladin Abhim, art by Mikyum Jung.
So she's on the alien planet fighting the rebels, which is led by the son of the evil, apparently evil king. But in the end, the beast monsters
that they're all fighting against show up. Because I was under the impression the beasts were like what they were all fighting against. Like they were like a third party. I wasn't in the impression they were on one side or the other. And all, this book, I just can't help but wonder. It's like, why can't comologists be like, hey, Captain Marvel, can you deal with this? My parents aren't cool with me going on this death-defying mission, and I probably shouldn't be alone fighting these space aliens.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one big thing that I found most interesting is something happened between her and Bruno.
See, I didn't think that was interesting. I thought what happened immediately after that. You remember?
Oh, where her dad was with a woman.
Mm-hmm, who wasn't his wife.
No, but she's probably a nurse or something.
Yeah, because he was sort of slumped around her shoulder.
Yeah, like he didn't look healthy. And Bruno and her were about to kiss when she saw this, which fucking chances of that.
I'm sure someone of the Muslim faith would be like, still, you can't be alone with a woman that's not your wife.
Yeah, but they're American. I don't know how devout they are.
They're pretty.
She's alone with Bruno all the time.
They still do the dates where someone has to accompany them.
Yeah, they did, but they also know that she does hang out with Bruno, and that's okay. And, like, he's a boy.
And I still like in this issue, you still have things where Kamala's sort of pining after the prince, and the mom's there like, hey, slow your jets.
Every time, well, he's talking to her, and he's like, have you given your heart to anyone yet? And then he's like, I would be happy to be the second one you give your heart to. And I'm like, is that talking about fucking her? Like,
No, it's just like, do you have feelings for someone? I would like to be your boyfriend. I would like to go steady with you.
By the way, this is unrelated, but somebody in World of Warcraft before I started playing Whispered Me, and they were like, hey, are you Luro? Because my druid's name is Kevin Luro, long story. And they were like, I was a resto druid Nocturne shortly after the Catalyst split named Proudhorn. You were a legend.
Nice. Nice.
I told you I was fucking great at this game, dude.
I was about to say, normally I'd be like, Alex, that's cool and all, but that's not really appropriate discussion given the subject matter. No, Kamala doesn't play WoW, so it's kind of appropriate.
That's what made me think of it. I was, in fact, a legend. I was one of the best warlocks in the game at one point.
You put that in your resume? Best warlock? One of the best warlocks?
I was on WoW. I was in... Okay, for anyone who plays Warcraft who's listening to this, true story. I switched to Alliance so I could join a guild that was one of the first five guilds in the world to kill hard mode Professor Putricide. Now, people who play WoW understand that's kind of a big deal because that was a really hard boss fight. We also killed hard mode Lich King. What's up?
Ooh, nice.
Server first, world sixth.
Congrats, you giant nerd.
Yeah, I was fucking so good. I'm not as good anymore.
Do you tell it to your wife? Does she get hot when you bring it up?
I tell her when I'm fucking her. I'm like, oh yeah, oh, you know how much DPS I'm doing? And she's like, please stop.
Okay, next book. Thanos, 3 of 6, writer Teeny Howard, art by Ariel Ovaletti.
Does Gamora have a bunch of robot parts?
We don't know that she doesn't.
Yeah, I guess I just never. Because what happened in this is Thanos, when they're going on their killing everyone on a planet missions, Thanos is just bringing Gamora with him because his crew has decided they need to kill Gamora because Thanos favors her or kidnap her. And
I was under the impression it was a kidnapping.
Well, they were originally going to kill her, and then they decided to just kidnap her. But, like, he brings her with him, and she fell down a hole, and he pulled her back up, and she broke her leg, like, really badly. And she's, like, grabbing onto him, like, please help me, help me. And he brings her back onto the ship, and he just cuts her leg off and replaces it with a robot leg. And then they go to another fight, and this time her arm gets cut off, but she reveals, well, I thought if I blocked with my arm, it would damage my arm enough where you just replace my arm with a better arm.
Well, because she liked her leg. She said it's so much better than my real leg. I love it.
Yeah, and Thanos found this to be hilarious. So she actually made him laugh, and the other people are like, what's that noise he's making?
Now I'm looking at older pictures of Gamora, and some of them where she's wearing, because classic Gamora wore the sleeves, so you could conceivably say that she had a robot arm. But I look at other pictures later on in the continuity, like from the early 2000s and 90s, and she has both arms.
Well, she got a new body recently because she died and came back.
That could be it too. Also, so, you know, Marvel cosmic stuff, you never know how that kind of stuff works.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for the normal portion of Marvel Comics. Let's move on to our three War of the Realms books. Let's do them sort of chronologically as far as the events that happened in the books. So let's open up with the first one with War of the Realms, Punisher 3 of 3, writer Jerry Duggan, art by Marcelo Ferrero.
This is the best one.
The best
Jerry
of three?
Jerry Duggan should be writing Punisher, is what I got out of this.
You don't want Jason Aaron to write it?
No, because Jerry Duggan writes Punisher better than everyone else, because Punisher was so good. So the last issue ended with them holding guns on Punisher, saying, you have to guarantee when we get out of this, you'll let us live. And he goes, fine, if any of you survive when we get through this tunnel, I'll let you live. And they're like, you have to swear on the souls of your dead family. And he's like, fine, I swear on the souls of my dead family. And they're like, okay. So they end up fighting their way through, but only one of them makes it through. And in the end, they get out, and all the you know, the hospital people and stuff. He makes sure they're all right. And then he shoots the last criminal in the head.
Wow.
And he basically says, yeah, my family's dead. Like, he didn't give a shit. And then, like, the doctor is all horrified by this. And she's like, your family had souls, but he had a soul too. And I think even you have a soul. And he's like, ah, yeah, whatever. And then he just goes walking back into the tunnel to get back into the fight. Because he gives no fucks. Punisher is the greatest character ever.
I don't know, man. Conan?
I know that them on a team together is a perfect fit. Conan is more evil than Punisher. Like, Punisher is more single-minded in what he does. Conan usually does things
for
some sort of personal gain.
Yeah, where Punisher punishes evil, whereas Thor, I mean, Conan is looking out for number one. And he will attack and he will kill innocent people if somehow he can benefit from them or they're just in his way.
Yeah. Well, in the issue we read today, he killed someone for revenge. Like, he killed someone for no benefit other than him getting revenge. So that was a little different for him. But yeah, in general. So I just think Punisher is a little bit of a truer character. So, but I fucking loved this. And they're like, to be continued in Punisher Kill Crew. And I'm like, I don't know what this is, but the picture, it looks like Punisher on like an alien planet killing aliens, which I'm fucking all about if Jerry Duggan's writing it. Or Jason Aaron. I don't care. Either one of these guys could fucking write it. Cause They're the shit at Punisher. And the other thing that made me happy is if they're doing a spinoff, it must mean we're not the only ones who liked this Punisher mini. Like, other people must have liked it because none of these other books are getting spinoffs.
The problem is, isn't there already a Punisher book that we're not reading?
There is.
Is it also written by Jerry Duggan? Because we might have to read it now.
If it is, I'll want to read it.
Well, when we do next week's books, we can find out. And if there's a Punisher book, we'll check if Duggan's writing.
If it's coming out. But he's getting a spinoff based on this. So, yeah.
All right, let's talk our other War of the Realms book. Thor 14, writer Jason Aaron, art by Mike Del Mundo.
This is really annoying because I read it first, and everything that happens in this happens in War of the Realms 6.
Yeah, except, I made the mistake of reading War of the Realms first because I wanted to read it more.
Oh, that was dumb. I read this first because I knew War of the Realms was the ending.
Yeah, it usually is, but I want to read War of the Realms first.
Like, when I say the same things happened, this was like the War of the Realms issue with worse art and less going on because
pretty much
was only the Thors.
Well, yeah, okay, it was the focal point of this book was young Thor. It was pretty much the events that happened in War of the Realms, but from young Thor's point of view.
I would go so far as to say we don't have to cover this. We can just talk about War of the Realms.
Yeah. I mean, aside from his inner monologue, yeah, you're right. It was a lot of repetitive stuff.
This was Thor. This was them gathering Thors of different timelines so that because Malekith cast the spell where he had Freya and Odin where only Thor could enter. So he got three different Thors, and for some reason Jane Foster was.
Oh, I was going to comment on Jason Aaron is not above the thing of I'm going to write a story, but I'm going to include the thing I'm really famous for.
The different time period Thors and Jane Foster.
And what's called Gord, the God Butcher.
Well, he mentioned that.
It just reminds me of whenever Rick Remender would find a way to include his Uncanny X-Men run. Yeah. Or his Uncanny X-Force.
Well, at least this was within the comic that happened in.
I know, but it's just, I hate it when writers do that. It's like, hey, remember that story I wrote that was over? Well, I kind of talk about it in this issue. Maybe you might want to read it.
Well, I read all those comics, so I was fine with this. But yeah. A couple different things happened in this. They basically just finished the story. Malekith ended up, Thor reforged Mjolnir.
Mm-hmm.
So he has Mjolnir again And in the end, Odin declared him the Allfather. So he's Allfather Thor, and he has Mjolnir again. Which is, you know, good.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised when they were pulling all the Thors. Part of me was hoping, I knew I wasn't going to get it, but they would kind of bring in classic Thor.
Well, they brought in young Thor.
Yeah, but I was hoping, you know, if they're going to do the complete the gimmick, bring in straight out of the 60s.
Well, Thor. I think he just wanted to use the Thors he did.
Yeah.
So it would have been young Thor and old Thor.
I know that's what he was going for. Or better yet, if he wants to blow himself, he could just bring Thor at the beginning of his run.
They could have got like 100 Thors, in all honesty.
They could have. They should have. But if he really wanted to blow himself, he'd be like, hey, remember Thor at the beginning of my run? Well, let's bring him in the story too.
Malekith died by, he got scared after young Thor cut his arm off, and then his dog smelled his fear and ate him. And Laufey, the king of the frost giants, who swallowed Loki earlier, died when fucking Daredevil threw Heimdall's sword into his mouth, and Loki apparently caught the sword and cut his way out of his dad.
Nice.
And then declared himself king of the frost giants.
Awesome.
But he was good all along, which we already knew, and that's why he ate him. So they, Jane Foster absorbed another hammer. And that's apparently how she's going to get Valkyrie powers in a book that will be canceled after. Well, let's be honest. Come on.
Well, it might sell like first issue.
6 to 12 issues and then it's canceled.
Yeah, they should just make it a mini.
They should, because it's going to turn into a mini. And it was always intended to be a mini.
It's not being canceled. It was always supposed to end that way.
Exactly.
In the middle of the story.
It's going to be another one of those. That happened to a lot of books from Marvel lately.
Mm. I want to meet that writer. He's like, none of my books have ever been canceled. They just all ended when they were supposed to.
Peter David's always really honest. When his books get canceled, he's just like, yeah, enough people didn't read it, so it's getting canceled.
Oops.
I guess it's because he's older, like he doesn't care.
Well, and the thing is, it's like you're not fooling it. You're not tricking anybody. Everybody knows what happened, so you might as well just tell the truth.
Yeah, blame the fans. You fuckers didn't buy it.
No, just be like, oh, you guys didn't want my story, and that's fine. I'll write other stuff that you might like better.
That's a nice way of doing it. Peter David always sounds kind of pissed off.
Well, he should.
Like, I don't know why you guys are mad this guy canceled. You didn't buy it.
I want them to bring back X Factor so just we could play the music.
I don't think they're going to bring it back. We do read an X Factor book.
We do?
Oh, no, we read X Force.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Damn.
Believe you, you don't think I'd be playing the song if we were reading X Factor book? All right, I feel like we blazed through this week's comics pretty fast.
There wasn't a lot to say.
No.
Like, I didn't think anything was terrible, except for like Thor I didn't like, because I get pissed off when I read something and then I read the same dialogue in another book that has better art.
We're at minute 49.
1 minute and 49 seconds?
No, we're at 49 minutes.
Damn, this will be a record short show.
I know. All right, let's move on to our final segment, this week's books.
Now shake those hips and let your backbone slip. Pull up your pants and do the Muscle Man dance. Just follow my voice. You don't really have a choice. And pull up your pants and do the Muscle Man dance. Now wiggle your behind.
See, that's why I don't like the gimmick.
I love it, because then it gets creepy, but then it goes back to silly.
You know when he comes back, he's going to get Muscle Man chance, even though he's supposed to be a heel.
Maybe he'll, like, we don't know he's supposed to be a heel yet. We assume he is.
It's just... Like this,
we don't know. He hasn't debuted.
It's so much fun. If he came out to that music and made a Muscle Man shirt, it would be so over.
But then he's but he can't get a main event push like that. He's a mid carder.
Well, he's just gonna be a jobber to the stars then, like he always been.
Well, that's better than being a mid card loser chasing around R-Truth.
Yeah, but he'd make a lot of money.
He'll make more money fucking...
No, he won't.
Jobbing to stars because he gets pay-per-view money.
No, he make way more money in merch with the Muscle... I want a Muscle Man shirt.
He would make more money in merch with the Muscle Man shirt.
The Muscle Man dance.
That is true.
I guarantee you his first week he's going to get Muscle Man dance. Muscle Man dance.
Maybe he'll come out with that and then like during the match he changes. Or something.
I don't have high hopes. For this company.
I don't know. Right. Well, Paul Heyman's in charge.
Quote unquote.
In charge. Eric Bischoff.
Okay, I got a question for you. Are we going to read this new Doom Patrol book by Gerard Way?
I don't know. I'm not there yet, motherfuckers. Spoilers.
Spoilers, he says. So
when I scroll further down.
You know you're not reading anything until DC.
That's not true. I might.
We can go through the semantics of, oh, I might want to read something from Dark. You're not going to.
I might. You never know. Look, I do look through all of them.
Ooh, Uber Invasion number one.
We already read that, dude.
It's, I don't know if this is a reprinting or what, but
Uber Invasion. It's just a bunch of special covers. It costs $20.
Oh, no, you're right.
And they're only 100 copies each. It's just it's a collectible thing. So don't have to read it. Okay.
Do the Muscle Man dance. I'm gonna let that play us off this week.
Yeah, sure. Let's read this Doom Patrol book.
Okay.
And Green Lantern number 9.
Let's see, is Teen Titans coming out? They were soliciting that. No.
I don't care about Teen Titans.
Are we going to bother with Lois Lane number 1?
Of 12?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we are. Did you see who's writing it?
Is it Bendis?
Greg Rucka.
Ooh, I take it all back then. I just assumed it was Bendis.
No, it's a good writer.
It's true, though. He's terrible. I fully expected that to be Bendis because I see him having a hard on for Lois Lane.
Do you want to read Superman Up in the Sky 1 of 6?
Let's put that in the maybe pile.
Stories by Tom King.
Okay, we're reading it.
But it is a reprint of stories that were collected in another book. So, but still, we haven't.
Well, because we're the only ones that like Tom King now, apparently.
Yeah. Everybody does hate him but us, so.
I don't think
but they are true. Resoliciting books he wrote.
I don't think that's true, everybody.
No, I don't think everybody hates him. Okay.
Hey, but we can't really defend, what was it? Heroes in Crisis?
I actually did defend Heroes in Crisis.
Yeah, you would, Homer.
Quite a bit. It's better than Doomsday Clock. Walking Dead 193.
Okay.
Dead 193.
Ugh. Gassy.
I'm nauseous. Nauseous.
What is arrow number 1?
I don't know, some manga horse shit. I'm not reading that. I don't give a fuck.
I immediately thought of Aerostar jumping off that scaffold.
Do you want to read this? Fantastic Four, Prodigal Son?
Yeah, if it's FF, I'll probably read it.
Chapter 1 of 3, written by Peter David.
Ooh, we have to read that now. No love for Captain America and the Invaders?
No.
Bahamas Triangle?
No, I don't like the Invaders.
They're never over with me.
No. Punisher is written by Matthew Rosenberg, who I love. Isn't he the guy who does...
He's done stuff Uncanny? We like. He's done stuff we like.
Yeah, but this is the middle of a storyline, so I'm not going to read it.
What about Miss Marvel Annual number 1?
No, because the writer isn't writing it.
Oh, so okay, never mind.
Bullshit. Savage Avengers number 3.
Tee.
Uncanny X-Men 21. Is it the last issue?
Always a fun read.
It all ends here.
Is it the ultimate? Is it the penultimate, or is it the ultimate?
It says it all ends here.
That could be the beginning of the end, not necessarily the end.
It does not say the penultimate issue.
You don't want to read Star Wars Resistance Finn number 1?
No.
Star Wars Target Vader number 1?
No. I don't want to read Star Wars books.
You don't want to read Unspeedable Squirrel Girl 46?
Nope.
All right, let's see if we have anything from Valiant.
No.
No?
We only read one book from Valiant, and it's not being published this week.
Shame.
I read the Toyo Harada book, and I will read the event that's going to spawn out of the Toyo Harada book.
Yeah, we got my favorite number, 8. We have 8 books.
Yay.
All right. Unless we have anything else to talk about, I think it's going to do it for this week's show.
Tapped out, brother.
All right. So from all of us at HalfGuard.com, thanks for checking out this week's show. And as always, check you guys out next week. Catch you later.
Bye.
Now shake those hips. And let your backbone slip. Pull up your pants and do the Muscle Man dance. Just follow my voice. You don't really have a choice. And pull up your pants and do the Muscle Man dance. Now wiggle your behind.
Erase your mind, hon.
Pull up your pants.
The timing is great. Paige doesn't want to dance.
They really should have had the midget horses. Just walking by.
JoJo's riding on one.